Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim victory, to proclaim liberty to captives. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the missed passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, a recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendants and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord. For a couple of days now, we've been reading the first letter of St. John. And the central theme of this letter is love. We began by knowing that to love God is to keep His commandments. To love God is to love one another. You cannot say that you love God and you hate your fellow human being, because we are created in the image and likeness of God. To love your fellow human being is to love God. Therefore, we should go ahead and continue to love one another. The mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, His earthly mission, was summarized in this four-lettered word, love. That is why all the miracles He performed, all the words He spoke to the people, were all because of love, because of the love He has for His own children. He cured the sick, those who were deaf, He gave them, they began to hear. Those who were blind, they received their sights. And those who were sick of all kinds of illnesses, He treated them. He also took care of His people materially. Look at the miracle of the 5,000. That was because of His love. That is why today in the gospel reading, He made it open to His own people. He gave them His manifesto that He has come to bring liberty to captives, to bring glad tidings to the poor, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. So this is a summary of today, of Jesus' manifesto his mission on earth, what he came into the world to do, to make sure that we have life, because he loves us. And if Christ loves us, then we have to go ahead and love one another. So Christ has given liberty to the captives. In our actions, have I given liberty to the captives? Have I given sight to the blind? It may not be giving physical sight to those who are physically blind, but we have so many people who are spiritually blind. How have I contributed to their healing? We have those who are spiritually held captives, those who have decided within themselves that they will never worship God again, those who are backslided. It is now time for us as Christians to give them freedom by sharing the word of God with them. Talk to them. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about coming back to God. Tell them about repentance. So this is New Year. Just as Christ has shown us love, let us go about and show love to one another, so that those who are blind will receive their sight. Those who are spiritually held captives will be freed. Those who are deaf will begin to hear again. And may God be gracious to us, and may he give us the grace to do his will and to continue to spread his gospel throughout the world and wherever we find ourselves.